Walk slowly, Boggins. Keep calm, Boggins. There is no hurry now. The commode is yours, yours for £20, and it's worth 15,000 or 20,000. The Boggins commode. In 10 minutes, it'll be loaded into your car. It'll go in easily, and you'll be driving back to London and singing all the way, Mr. Boggins, driving the Boggins commode home in the Boggins car.
Back in the farmhouse, Rummins was saying, "Fancy that old bastard giving £20 for a load of junk like this." "You did very nicely, Mr. Rummins," Claude told him. "Hey, you think he'll pay you?" "Well, you don't put it in the car till you do. You know what I think, Mr. Rummins? You want my honest opinion. I think the bloody thing's too big to go in the car. And then what happens? Then he's going to say to hell with it and just drive off without it, and you'll never see him again, nor the money either. He didn't seem all that keen on having it, you know." Rummins paused to consider this new and rather alarming prospect. "How can a thing like this possibly go in a car?" Claude went on relentlessly. "A parson never has a big car anyway. You ever seen a parson with a big car, Mr. Rummins?" "Can't say I have." "Exactly. And now listen to me. I've got an idea. He told us, didn't he, that it was only the legs he was wanting. Right? So all we've got to do is to cut them off quick right here on the spot before he comes back." "It's not such a bad idea at that," Rummins said, looking at the commode. "In fact, it's a bloody good idea. Come on, then. We'll have to hurry. You and Bert carry it out into the yard. I'll get the saw. Take the drawers out first."